Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk how to purchase worthy heavy equipment. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com. Let me repeat that. www.brequipmentco.com. All right, here we go on to the podcast. To be in the construction business that owns heavy equipment or contractors who's used their heavy equipment in various construction sites, they all are worried about one basic thing, and that is, have they bought worthy heavy equipment? Is the machine going to be worked for many years as promised by the dealer or the heavy equipment company? These thoughts do make several rounds in your mind of a person who has recently bought heavy equipment, and it is also very obvious for them to worry about the worrisome of the machinery or the machine. They buy heavy equipment after investing thousands of dollars, maybe hundreds of thousands, and they want suitable outcome of their invested money. They just want the machine to function when it is required to do that and go to work and get production done, which leads to profits. There are a few things that one needs to do before he or she decides to go for procuring heavy equipment. These steps are simple, but many skip doing them due to several reasons better known to them. Number one, go for a good brand. Purchasing heavy equipment from a famous brand has a lot of merits. A famous brand will not afford to play around with the quality of the machine, and therefore, whatever you will manufacture will be the top-of-the-notch quality, okay? I mean, they make the best, you know? I mean, there is a couple brands out there that you cannot go wrong on heavy equipment. Though, they may sound to be expensive, but will be very reliable when it comes to performing on the job site. You may have to shell out more money by buying the item, but then it will save you money as far as fuel consumption and in concern with becoming another major cause of worry to the owners of heavy equipment. And don't forget about the resale. So when you're done with that, if you've got a good brand out there and it has a great resale value, you're gonna come out winning roses if you get a good deal from the top. Moreover, they will cost less on maintenance and be more productive, unlike the machines of less popular brands, which will start giving problems after a few months of purchase. Again, you're buying a third brand. Yes, it might be cheap up front, but down the long run, you're talking about parts availability, people knowing how to work on them. Go with the top notch. There's a lot of people out there that does that. And a top notch brand, they have aftermarket parts, they have OEM parts, and they have used parts. No other brand has that. And everybody should know who I'm talking about. Next, take a valuable suggestion from the industry experts. It makes a lot of sense to take suggestions from few people who know the ins and outs of the subject and then take your call on what machine to buy. The heavy equipment companies will speak all positive about their machines, but you will get to know about its negative side from the industry leaders who have been working on different kinds of heavy equipment for the last many years. They might be in a better position to give you a valuable suggestion about a particular machine. You might also consider taking suggestions for more than one person. However, refrain from involving too many people as that might confuse you and weaken your decision-making ability. And lastly, take an expert with you to shop for heavy equipment. Awesome idea. An expert, an ex-mechanic, even a mechanic that you have on staff. Ask an expert to accompany you whenever you decide to buy machines. This is perhaps one of the best options that you can take to purchase a worthy heavy equipment. It would actually allow the expert to personally check the machine and also ask certain interesting questions which are technical in the nature that you may have skipped to ask. This will also always prove to be an advantage to you. The only criteria will be that you should know that he or she is a trustworthy guy and will not mislead you. Because, you know, he might be the one working on it down the road or operating it or buying it from you down the road. You never know. Again, got any questions? Give us a jingle. 817-379-1340. Thank you and God bless.